Saugus High Coach Paul Moran is here with us. And, Paul, what's the outlook for Saugus basketball this year?
I think we're going to have, hopefully a good year. Kids have really worked hard. We've got a good mixture of seniors and juniors and a couple sophomores. So practices have been good, and we're going to start to find out. We sign up tomorrow night. We got Everett at Everett at 7 o'clock, so we'll find out.
Oh, wow. That's a regular season opener.
Yeah, our regular season opener. And then next week we play Swampscott Tuesday. We're at the prep on Thursday, and we got Salem Friday. So we got our work cut out for us early, but we're going to find out how we are.
Yeah, you'll have your half the schedule done in the first week.
Yeah, we do. We like those exemption games, and we got three of them this year. So we'll, but the kids have really bought into it. They've worked really, really hard, and couldn't be any happier at this time right now.
Well, I know you're watching your alma mater, Swampscott. How are the Big Blue looking?
Good. I think Coach Bourne, he's done a great job over there. Made the tournament 2-3 years in a row. He's got a couple kids out this year, which is too bad. My son's over there keeping stats. He's got a stress fracture. Hopefully he'll be able to come back soon and contribute. But he's just Dave, great friend of mine, and just a great coach.
Paul, what about some names for Saugus that you're going to be counting on this year?
The seniors, Dan Bertrand, Kyle Artilio, David Rowinski, and Evan DeCristoforo. All four seniors done a great job. And Pat Cannon's come back, so hopefully Pat will give us something this year, too.
Anything else to share with us about Saugus Hoops?
That's it. Well, we're working. Good. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Paul Moran, the boys basketball coach at Saugus High School on MSONewsSports.com.